Straight Shooter with Stephen A.
But I do have a message for our community, for our city, and I have a message for ICE. To ICE, get the fuck out of Minneapolis.
Welcome to hour number two, a Straight Shooter with yours truly, Stephen A., coming at you as I love to do every Wednesday night from 6 to 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time over the airwaves of SiriusXM POTUS Radio. As promised, I've got a guest. Been waiting to talk to him for a little while now. He is a former civil rights attorney and the 48th mayor of the city of Minneapolis. It has undoubtedly been a difficult month for his city, so I'm grateful that he's taken time out of his busy schedule to join me tonight. Right now in attendance, Mayor Jacob Frey of Minneapolis. Good evening, sir. How are you? Thank you so much for taking time out of your busy schedule to be here.
Stephen A., thanks so much for having me, my friend.
I want to ask you this. You heard that sound initially when you said, get the F out of our city. You said that to ICE. Obviously, they haven't listened. How would you describe the state of affairs today at this particular moment in time right now?
Things are chaotic right now in the streets because we've had literally thousands of federal agents come into Minneapolis. And the way that this operation has been conducted, at least to this point, has not been about safety. It hasn't even been about immigration. It's about creating what seems to be a political narrative about who Minneapolis residents are and what we're about. And at the same time, I'll tell you, I am inspired by like the tens of thousands of people here in Minneapolis that are peacefully protesting on the streets. I'm inspired by the people that are dropping meals off for people that would otherwise be afraid to go outside and, you know, standing guard, watching over a church or a daycare. Right now, Minneapolis residents are showing up for each other. And, you know, that in and of itself is truly incredible. And so while these times are really hard, they're also momentous, and Minneapolis is meeting the magnitude of this moment.
What kind of explanation have you been given, if any at all, as to why Minneapolis was chosen as the city where over 3,000 federal agents would be sent to in terms of curbing illegal immigration and what have you? What kind of explanation have you been given?
Stephen A., I don't have much of an explanation, because if you cared about focusing specifically on people that are undocumented in our country, well, we don't have that many in Minneapolis, at least relatively speaking. If you cared about safety, well, hey, we're willing to partner on safety. In fact, we've done that in Minneapolis extensively. We've worked with the DEA and the ATF and the FBI and the U.S. Attorney's Office to successfully drive down crime. Shootings, for instance, on the north side right now of our city are at a record low. And so we do partner with federal agencies to drive down crime. What we won't do is partner on enforcing federal immigration law. Why? Because I don't want our police officers spending time hunting down a father who just dropped his kids off at daycare, is about to go work a 12-hour shift, who happens to be from Ecuador. I want our police officers catching murderers and investigating crime and answering 911 calls. That's the basic work of being a police officer.
What about those who look at it and they look at it from this perspective? They say, OK, this Minnesota is a great state. You have state and local officials that are literally defying federal law. ICE is obviously a federal agency. The president is the commander in chief. He's handed down an order, and you have individuals, law enforcement officials, government officials in the state of Minnesota, in the city of Minneapolis, who are not willing to follow federal law. Even Trump just put out some post on his Truth Social platform where he's talking about your statement about not, you know, being cooperative is defying federal law. You see the statement right there. Mayor Jacob Frey just stated that Minneapolis does not and will not enforce federal immigration law. This is after having a very good conversation with him. Could somebody in his inner sanctum please explain that this statement is a very serious violation of law and that he is playing with fire? What do you make of the statement from the president? Do you agree or disagree with what he's saying from a lawful perspective?
So I agree that we did have a productive conversation. I disagree that we are violating federal law. Here's how it works. In Minneapolis, we're going to do our jobs but we're not going to do somebody else's job. Our job is keeping the residents of our city safe. Our job is making sure that our police officers are responding to 911 calls. So we've only got a limited number of officers, in fact, about 600. And their time is best spent keeping people in our city safe. Now, federal agents, specifically ICE, they enforce immigration law. And by the way, this is not a policy that is unique to the city of Minneapolis. This is a policy that has been followed, you know, even in New York City now for generations, going back even before Rudy Giuliani. And the reason is that when something tough happens, when a crime goes down, we want everybody to feel comfortable calling 911 without the risk that they're going to get deported for doing so. And so to have that interaction with your local government is critically important. Otherwise, we're creating people that'll just be fugitives for their whole life that are not actually engaging with a system of safety in their respective cities. So this is not a wild policy. Again, it's not, it was even followed, you know, by the radical leftist in Rudy Giuliani.
Define your definition, Mr. Mayor, of what a sanctuary city is and how you feel about sanctuary cities existing in this nation.
Well, there's this terminology around sanctuary city. Put that aside for a second. I'll tell you what we've got in Minneapolis. What we have is something called a separation ordinance. And what the separation ordinance says is that we do not enforce federal immigration law. We do not have our police officers, our public officials working with any federal agency on federal enforcement of immigration law. Now, we do work with them extensively on sorting out crime, on investigating murders and homicides, on driving down a narcotics trade. What the separation ordinance also says is that our police officers, our public officials, will not ask the question as to whether a person is documented or not. Why? We want people of all backgrounds to call 911 when a crime is committed. We want people to engage with their police department and feel the trust in doing so that they're not just going to get deported. That's actually a really important piece, not for purposes of immigration or politics. It's an important piece for safety in our city.
Talking to Mayor Jacob Fry from Minneapolis right here with Stephen A., Straight Shooter with Stephen A. I got to ask you this. When you talked about just illegal migrants in a city, people who cross the border illegally, that's what people call them. I want to ask you, how many do you believe you have in your city at this particular moment in time?
How many people that are undocumented or living in Minneapolis?
Yes, sir. Undocumented. Yes. Do you have any idea?
I don't know. I don't really have a guess as to how many presently are here. I do know that I think that the federal administration just got it kind of wrong. You know, some of this is speculative, but I think that a month or two ago, somebody from pretty high up said, go to Minneapolis and arrest and deport a bunch of Somalis. And there wasn't adequate pushback on that directive. And they get here only to find out that the Somalis are here legally. They're by and large American citizens. You know, they got here on a plane. And so, you know, suddenly they're looking around for, you know, what to do next. And attention got redirected towards our Latino community. I mean, you know, here's the bottom line. If the goal is to go after murderers and rapists and people that have destabilized safety in Minneapolis, we're, of course, on board. But is the goal to go after someone who's been here for 29, 30 years working as a baker? I mean, is that the goal? Nobody has ever come to me and say, yeah, that baker, you know, the breads and the cakes, that's just a bridge too far. We got to get this guy out of here. I mean, nobody said that to me. And so let's put aside, you know, discussion about immigration and let's talk about safety. Let's talk about crime. Let's work on, that's what I would say to people. You know, if the goal is to get murderers, the first question that you ask is not where are you from? The first question that you want to figure out is, did they commit a murder? And yeah, if that's the case, you arrest them, you prosecute them, you charge them, you put them in jail. We're all for that.
Is that what you said to President Trump?
You know, in different words, of course. Yeah, look, I'll say we had a productive conversation. It was a collegial conversation. And I certainly expressed that we do partner and we'll continue to partner. We'll deepen a partnership around getting violent criminals off our streets in Minneapolis and throughout the state of Minnesota. We had partnerships with multiple administrations, with the U.S. Attorney's Office, that have been very successful in driving down violent crime. In fact, look, in Minneapolis, crime is down in virtually every category, in virtually every neighborhood of the city, and in part due to partnerships that we've had with the federal government. But no, there seems to be a shift to want to bring it back to immigration and ripping these families apart that have made Minneapolis a better place. And no, I'm not on board with that.
Are you of the belief that the DHS is not telling the truth when it says its objective is removing gang members from Minneapolis? You know, when they say that, they verified gang validation charges, convictions, intelligence flags, et cetera, et cetera. When they say that's their primary focus, are you of the mindset that they weren't telling the truth, that that's not what they're looking for? They're just looking to grab anybody that they think has crossed the border illegally, and that's what this is about.
Well, if the goal is to remove gang members that have created chaos and violence in Minneapolis, man, let's do it. No objection there. We've had task forces that have been set up with the U.S. Attorney's Office, and I believe there was an attorney over there at the U.S. Attorney's Office that was the head gang guy that has since left. And so if that's the goal, hey, let's do this. But somehow I'm not sure that's the goal.
You know, we're talking to Mayor Fry right here with Stephen A. on Straight Shooter with Stephen A. I want to ask you this about sanctuary cities, because Trump has been on the record, you know, entertaining essentially compromising federal funding to a state like Minnesota, to a city like Minneapolis, and any sanctuary city. He's clearly targeting it from that perspective, and he's alluded to making sure that you feel the pinch financially, you or anybody else who is non-cooperative with him and federal authorities. Are you concerned about that? If so, please explain why. If not, please explain why not.
Of course, I'm always concerned about the financial well-being of our city. I'm also concerned about some of the unconstitutional conduct that we have seen in our streets. To be very clear, look, ICE has been around for a long time. ICE has operated in Minneapolis and, you know, virtually every city throughout the country. We're not talking about ICE doing normal ICE stuff. We're talking about large groups of federal agents just going through the street and indiscriminately picking up Latinos and Somalis. A pregnant woman was dragged through the street. A five-year-old was detained. We've had two people killed, and Alex Preddy and Renee Good. This is not ICE doing normal stuff. And so we've got to just talk about the reality that we are seeing on our streets. And by the way, it's not just a lack of safety we're seeing. This is also bad for business, for people to care about the economy and business. We've had these amazing longstanding businesses, these institutions in Minneapolis that have been hit incredibly hard because there's a lot of people, specifically people of color, that are afraid to go outside because they themselves might get picked up and their family might get torn apart, even those that are American citizens. You know, we had American citizens that have gotten picked up simply because they, you know, looked the wrong way. And I mean, I think there is a broad recognition, and I'm hopeful that this will result in some action, but I think there is a broad recognition that the status quo and the present status can't continue.
Man, Fry, I've heard people describe the killing of Renee Good and Alex Preddy as murder, flat out, plain and simple. I didn't hear those words come out of your mouth. I don't know. Maybe I missed it or what have you. I'm asking you now, how would you describe what happened to them?
Well, look, you know, I'm in a position right now where we've got investigations that are coming down the pike. We need to make sure that they're done fairly and judiciously. But, you know, I mean, imagine for a second here, if with Alex Preddy, if that group of people that killed him weren't wearing uniforms. No uniforms. Just imagine regular activity on the street. No uniforms. What would you call that? And it, look, it is horrific. I want to make sure that a full and a fair investigation takes place, and I don't want to detract from that. We need justice right now. We need justice. We need truth. And clearly, we haven't seen that when you have a federal administration, people in federal government, jump to conclusions from the very beginning that, the agent that killed Renee Good was just operating in self-defense, and that Renee Good was a domestic terrorist.
Right.
I mean, we've seen how they've tried to paint Alex Preti as well, and yeah, I've got a deep issue with that. These are our neighbors.
How are you feeling about Border Czar Tom Homan being sent to Minneapolis? Have you spoken to him, first of all, and how do you feel about his presence there? And Mr. Bovino now being gone and sent back to his regular post and what have you. What are your thoughts about that?
Well, okay, we met with the Border Czar, Tom Homan, just yesterday, had a productive meeting. And so I want to obviously continue to work wherever we can to draw down this operation, to end Operation Metro Surge. And I've expressed to him what I expressed to you, which is, look, of course, we are willing to partner to keep people safe around violent crime. But again, let's keep the focus on violent crime. We're all for reducing murders and homicides and carjackings in the city of Minneapolis. And I also made clear that we've got a separation ordinance in the city of Minneapolis. We don't force federal immigration law. We do our jobs. We have a job to do. Our jobs as Minneapolis and our police department is to keep people safe.
So it's accurate to depict that what you're saying is you're not trying to operate against federal officers. What you're saying is that as you know, from a local and state perspective, you have your job to do and you're doing your job. You're not going to do their job for them. Is that the message that you want to get across as it pertains to dealing with ICE officials and what have you?
Yeah, generally speaking, that's accurate. We have a job to do. We've got 600 police officers in the city. They've got between 3,000 and 4,000 ICE agents and border control. Obviously, there's a massive imbalance there. And I need our police officers spending the limited time and resources that they have of responding to 911 calls and just doing the basic job of a cop. And by the way, they're doing it exceptionally well. I'm proud to work with our incredible Minneapolis police officers and people. Even some of the harshest critics of our police department locally have said, hey, you know what? They really have built out some trust. They are doing a good job. They are helping keep us safe and they're working together with us. You know, I've heard that quite a bit as of late. They're also probably seeing the juxtaposition between the conduct of our Minneapolis police officers and that of some of these federal agents, because it's drastically different. And so we've got a job to do. We are going to do our job, but we're not going to do other people's jobs for them.
Last couple of questions before I let you get on out of here. And thank you so much for your time. I mean, with the heightened tensions and armed federal presence that we've witnessed, I want to know, from an operational perspective, what's the plan to protect peaceful protests and to stop and limit the intimidation and the violence? Is there an operational plan in effect to curb, to sort of minimize that kind of stuff that we've been seeing?
We've got a massive plan that is in effect. I mean, Minneapolis, we didn't sit on our hands after 2020. We did a ton of work around emergency preparedness and making sure that not just our police officers, but our whole enterprise was well coordinated and communicating properly. And the message to people in our city has been very clear, which is, yeah, express your First Amendment rights. That's one of the most Minneapolis things that they can do. Express your First Amendment rights, of course, document and record some of the activity that is taking place. But at the same time, continue to not take the bait. Don't take the bait. We don't want to give anybody an excuse to have an additional deployment of federal agents or even military into our city. We don't want to counter one brand of chaos with our own brand of chaos here. When you've seen, again, Minneapolis residents step up by the tens of thousands to help people out, I mean, that's never been prouder to be from here.
Last question to you, Mayor Fry. when you look at this situation in its totality and the profound impact it's had, not just on your city, but on this nation, as we've witnessed what's transpired, it's obvious what you're hoping for. But knowing who you're dealing with, from the Christy Gnomes to Tom Holman to ICE agents themselves answerable to those individuals, to the president of the United States that you were just on a phone call with today, what is your expectation moving forward for the immediate future?
Look, I've got hopes and I've got expectations, but I want to see it. I want to see a drawdown of this massive deployment of federal agents. I want to see the conduct change so we don't have these crews of federal agents indiscriminately picking people up. I am hopeful. I'm always hopeful that we can make a change here, and I'll believe it when I see it.
Mayor Jacob Frey, Minneapolis, Minnesota, thank you so much for your time out of your busy schedule. I know you've got other commitments to go to. Just know anytime you want to talk, anytime you need a platform, you want to come on the show, you're more than welcome. Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Stephen A.
All right. One and only Mayor Jacob Frey from Minneapolis, Minnesota, right here with Stephen A. Straight Shooter with yours truly. 866-967-6887 is the number to call up. 866-96-POTUS. You're listening live to Straight Shooter with Stephen A. We'll close the show out over the next half hour or so with nothing but your phone calls and yours truly. Don't go away. You are listening and watching Straight Shooter with Stephen A. Back with more in a minute.